Governor Mike DeWine has made his first public comment since last week's plea deal from FirstEnergy in the federal corruption case involving the nuclear power plant bailout law known as House Bill 6. DeWine was asked what he knew about the connection between the Akron-based utility and the person he appointed to head the panel that regulates utilities in Ohio. FirstEnergy admitted it paid more than $4 million to Sam Randazzo just before he became the Public Utilities Commission chair in 2019. DeWine said several times that Randazzo's work with FirstEnergy was known, but said he didn't know about that $4 million payment.
Everyone knew he'd worked for FirstEnergy. That was not a question. Everyone also knew he had worked for a lot of different companies. He'd worked both sides of it. He'd worked for the utilities, he's worked for the consumers.
DeWine says he thought Randazzo's working relationship with FirstEnergy was over and that Randazzo was retired. And he says he learned about the payment before Randazzo resigned as PUCO chair after his house was raided by the FBI last fall. Randazzo did not disclose his FirstEnergy work in his public testimony on House Bill 6 a few months after he was appointed PUCO chair in 2019. The documents attached to FirstEnergy's plea deal include references to state officials 1 and 2 as involved in Randazzo's appointment. DeWine says he's read the documents, but he is not either of those unnamed officials.
I would not recognize me from that. No. I would not. No.
DeWine also said he donated around $100,000 that came to his campaign from FirstEnergy and its executives. No charges have been filed against Randazzo. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.